And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, August the 11th, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet Louise Bogan, Livermore Falls, Maine, 1897, who said, "I cannot believe that the inscrutable universe turns on an axis of suffering. Surely the strange beauty of the world must somewhere rest on pure joy." It's the birthday of Alex Haley, born Ithaca, New York, in 1921. He was a journalist. He was a freelance writer. He went to work doing interviews for Playboy magazine. He interviewed Muhammad Ali, Miles Davis, Johnny Carson, Malcolm X. The interview with Malcolm X turned into his first book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, came out in 1965. And then Alex Haley began researching his genealogy. He did interviews with members of tribes in Gambia. He wrote on yellow legal tablets. He spent 10 years on it. And in 1976, his book Roots, The Saga of an American Family was published. It was an instant bestseller, got a Pulitzer Prize, was adapted into a television miniseries. More than 130 million people tuned in to watch it. It's the birthday of the playwright Fernando Arrabal, born in Spanish Morocco, 1932, became a playwright in the so-called Theater of the Absurd, in which the characters on stage exchange personalities as the performance progresses. It's the birthday of the short story writer André Debussy, born in Lake Charles, Louisiana, 1936, who said, "We don't have to live great lives, we just have to understand and survive the ones we've got." And it's the birthday of the playwright David Henry Wong, born in Los Angeles, 1957, best known for his play M. Butterfly, based on the true story of a French diplomat who had a long affair with a Chinese actress who was later revealed to be a man in drag. Here's a poem for today by Ron Padgett entitled The Japanese Garden. In 1958 or 59, when I was 16, I came up with the idea of replacing my parents' backyard with a Japanese garden, this in a middle-class neighborhood of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I even showed a design to my mother, who tried to imagine her smooth green lawn replaced by rocks, gravel, and somehow a stream, even before she said diplomatically, "I'll show this to your daddy," I saw that the whole idea was unrealistic, and I put out my hand for the drawing, relieved to be denied. But what if my parents had gone on not only to put in the garden, but also to demolish our house and replace it with a Japanese one, donned kimonos and learned Japanese, my dad strutting among the pines like a samurai, mother on bended knees, head bowed. The house stayed the same. The grass grew and got mowed. I went away to college. My parents divorced. Now someone else lives there, happy among the cherry blossoms that never fall. Japanese Garden, a poem by Ron Padgett from his collection How Long, published by Coffee House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity, introducing a 10-minute fit test to challenge memory, attention, and problem-solving to calculate baseline scores. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.